Bienvenidos a Tierra Insurgente.
Welcome to Tierra Insurgente. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan, salamu alaikum, a Tierra Insurgente, Intifada al-Ard.
Tierra Insurgente, Intifada al-Ard, es una alternativa a los medios convencionales de comunicación comprometidos a hablar de lo que no se habla. Insistimos, demandamos y tomamos nuestro derecho a hablar y a actuar. Creemos que podemos construir un mundo basado en nuestro propio contexto, historia y experiencia. Estamos comprometidos a luchar por la libertad, autodeterminación, tierra, justicia, comunidad y a los derechos de la gente indígena y todos los oprimidos a existir en nuestros propios términos y a defendernos en contra de cualquier forma de ocupación y opresión en las maneras en que nosotros definamos. Estamos comprometidos a luchar en contra del silencio y la ceguera. Apoyamos el derecho de las comunidades a hablar y actuar por sí mismos.
Tierra Insurgente, Intifada al-Ard is an alternative to conventional media, committed to speaking what is not spoken. We insist, demand, and take our right to speak and act. We believe that we can construct a world based on our context, our history, and our experience. We are committed to struggle for freedom, self-determination, land, justice, community, and the rights of indigenous and all oppressed peoples to exist on their own terms, to defend themselves against all forms of occupation and oppression in ways that they define. We are committed to struggling against silence and sleep. We support people and communities speaking and acting for themselves. Good evening, everybody. Buenas noches. We hope that you're in a comfortable place and that you're going to be joining us this evening for an evening of music analysis from Tierra Insurgente, Intifada al-Ard.
Muy bien. Ahora, saca las manos.
Una vela se enciende,
su vida bendice, salta la
cabeza si no la quieres perder. Y sacar la cabeza si no la quieres perder.
Te puedo yo enseñar si quieres aprender. Te puedo yo enseñar si quieres aprender.
Saca la cabeza si no la quieres perder.
Y saca la cabeza si no la quieres perder.
Y saca la cabeza si no la quieres perder.
Y saca la cabeza si no la quieres perder.
Te puedo yo enseñar si quieres aprender. Te puedo yo enseñar si quieres
Bienvenidos nuevamente a Tierra Insurgente. Acabamos de escuchar a Eva Ayón con el tema Saca las manos.
مالي شغل بالسوق مريت اشوفك مالي شغل بالسوق مريت اشوفك عطشان حفنا سنين واروى على شوفك عطشان حفنا سنين واروى على شوفك مالي شغل بالسوق مريت اشوفك مالي شغل بالسوق مريت اشوفك عطشان حفنا سنين واروى على شوفك عطشان حفنا سنين واروى على شوفك عطشان حفنا سنين واروى على شوفك اريد اتبع الدلال بيوصلك وراوي أريد أتبع الدلال وأصلك وراوي وبعين خلي يشوف هجرة شعيم قلبي وبعين خلي يشوف هجرة شعيم قلبي مالي شغل بالسوق مريت أشوفك مالي شغل بالسوق مريت اشوفك عطشان حفنا سنين واروى على شوفك عطشان حفنا سنين واروى على شوفك شلون انام الليل وانت على بالي وشلون انام الليل وانت على بالي حتى السمك بالماي يبكي على حالي حتى السمك بالماي يبكي على حالي مالي شغل بالسوق مريت اشوفك مالي شغل بالسوق مريت اشوفك عطشان حفنا سنين واروى على شوفك عطشان حفنا سنين واروى على شوفك Nama, 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 nama. Amma, nama, nama. Amma, nama.
That was Amar Taufik from his album About Baghdad, and the name of that song was Al Souk.
Thank you. sobre bandera. La tuya lo haría igual y fue, sabes, la primera que juntos quisimos volar. Más tarde una voz amada gritó con mucha razón: Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro las dos alas. Puerto Rico, a la que cayó al mar, que no pudo volar, yo te invito a mi vuelo y buscamos juntos el mismo cielo. Visiones que no tienen que ver con tirar un tiro. Nos abrieron el camino mientras a ti te detiene. Esta tarea inconclusa tenemos que terminar, pues quieren ver el final. Todos los muertos dejan, por donde salga yo salgo, siempre te voy a apoyar. Por donde salga yo salgo, siempre te voy a apoyar. Puerto Rico, cayó al mar, que no pudo volar, yo te invito a mi vuelo y buscamos juntos el mismo cielo. Siguiendo el mismo camino, nos volvemos a encontrar para juntos reclamar que se gane tu destino. Y si acaso le negaran lo que por fuerza es de usted, yo le invito a volar esta vez con el machete en las alas. Invito a volar esta vez con el machete en las alas. Puerto Rico, a la que cayó al mar, que no pudo volar, yo te invito a mi vuelo. Buscamos juntos el mismo cielo. Puerto Rico, a la que cayó al mar, que no pudo volar, yo te invito a mi vuelo y buscamos juntos el mismo cielo.
Son de Cuba, Puerto Rico, interpretada por Pablo Milanés.
was Until When, from the soundtrack of the movie Until When, recorded and produced original score music by Kamran Rastegar.
We want an immediate end to the police brutality and mob attacks against the so-called Negroes throughout the United States. Yes, a complete end to the police brutality and mob attacks that our people are confronted by every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year across the land. Brother, show me those, you got those pictures. Brother, grab that picture of Brother Ronald. Let me show you what I mean by police brutality and mob attacks. Come over here with that. Here is a man, a Korean vet. This is a black man, a Korean vet. Went to war in Korea fighting for America. Risked his life fighting for America. And came back to this country and was shot down by the white man like a dog. Not some Ku Klux Klansman down in Mississippi. This black man was shot through the heart by policemen in Los Angeles, California. And they are dumb enough to think we have forgotten it. Well, Muslim never forget. You don't kill our brother. We don't never forget. You don't shoot one of us and then grin in our face. You don't shoot one of us and then shake our hands and think we forget it. No, we never forget. We'll never forget. Someone has to pay. Somewhere, somehow, someone has to pay. When a snake bites your children, you don't go and look for the snake that has blood on his jaw. Any old snake will do. Any old snake will do. They shot him through the heart. And as he lay dying on the sidewalk, they beat that hole in his head with police clubs. Not in Mississippi, but in Los Angeles, California. Not in the South, right there in the North. In the West. Here it shows. Men, black men, laid all over the sidewalk, shot down by police bullets. Not men who were guilty of some crime. Not men who were drunk. Not men who attacked anyone. But they shot their way into our mosque. Shot their way into our religious sanctuary and got the audacity to walk around here talking about this as a country based upon the principles of freedom of religion and freedom of worship and freedom of speech. This country is based upon nothing but hypocrisy. And it's based upon nothing but the right of white people to mutilate and shoot down black people. This is the brutality that we're talking about. This is the crime that we're talking about. And you say we teach hate. What kind of hate are we teaching? We're telling you what happens to black people. And this man didn't get shot down because he was a Muslim. They didn't ask him what his religion was. They saw that he was black and they began to fire point blank. And then when they went to court, these Gestapo, they were the criminals. They didn't go to court. They charged him. He's a dead man. And they charged him with a crime. But these Negroes here shot down were charged with a crime. And you haven't heard anybody open their mouth about it. You wonder why you're having trouble in this country. You're having trouble because the devil is on the rampage. A blue-eyed devil is on the rampage. A heartless devil is on the rampage. A beast is on the rampage. And you haven't got sense enough to know how to handle it. So we don't try and handle it. God is going to handle it. We ask God to give him justice. We ask God to trap him. We ask God to catch him. We ask God to deal with him. And we pray that God deals with more of them day after day. Right. And what ones God don't get, we'll get them. Right. For 8 weeks in Los Angeles, 14 so-called Negroes sat on trial, charged by the police with assault, charged by the police with intent to commit murder. You haven't read anything about it in the paper. You haven't seen anything about it and heard anything about it from these blue-eyed white so-called liberals. They quieted it down. They hushed it up. And none of the Negro leaders opened up their mouths during the trial. They were silent. Why, they had a rally of 35,000 Negroes in one of those Wrigley Fields in Los Angeles while the all-white jury was in session. And not one of them came forth and mentioned what had happened to those 14 Negroes in that city. And they wonder why things are developing to what they are today. No, you don't get justice in court. A black man can't get justice in court. A black man can't get justice out there. And I'm telling you, the only way you get justice is in the street. The only way you get justice is in the sidewalk. The only way you get justice is when you make justice for yourself. You never will get justice in the white man's court. No, not me. I never want him to take me to court. I saw what he did with my brothers. I see what he has done with them right here in New York City. So make sure you obey the law. Make sure you never commit a crime. Make sure you never deviate from the law. But any time one of them puts his hands on you, take him off the planet. Take him off the planet.
Escuchamos un discurso de Malcolm X, increíble cómo darnos cuenta que palabras que fueron dichas hace 50 años suenan el día de hoy como si fueran dichas en la mañana del día de hoy. Escuchamos también la canción La Rebelión con el grupo Nietzsche.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Niggers are scared of revolution. But niggers shouldn't be scared of revolution. Because revolution is nothing but change. And all niggers do is change. Niggas come in for work and change into pimping clothes. Hit the streets to make some quick change. Niggas change their hair from black to red to brown. And hope like hell it looks for change. Niggas kill other niggas just because one didn't receive the direct change. Niggas change from men to women, from women to men. Niggas change, change, change. You hear niggas say, things are changing, things are changing. Yeah, things are changing. Nigga things into black nigga things. Black nigga things that go through all kinds of changes. The change in the day that makes you mad and made. Black power, and the change that comes over them at night as they sigh and moan. High five. Woo, high five. Niggas always going through bullshit change. But when it comes for real change, niggas are scared of revolution.
The injustice that has been inflicted upon Negroes in this country by Uncle Sam is criminal.
Niggas are actors. Niggas are actors. Niggas act like they're in a hurry to catch the first act of a great white host. Niggas try to act like Malcolm. And when a white man doesn't react toward them like he did Malcolm, niggas wanna act violently. Niggas act so cool and slick, causing white people to say, what makes you niggas act like that? Niggas act like you ain't never seen nobody act before. But when it comes to acting out revolution, niggas say, I can't dig in action. Niggas are scared of revolution.
I'm not an integrationist. Never could be. I couldn't integrate with my enemy. And I know who my enemy is.
Niggas are very untogether people. Niggas talk about getting high and riding around in L. Niggas should get high and ride to hell. Niggas talk about pimping, pimping that, pimping what? Pimping yours, pimping mine. Just to be pimping is a hell of a line. Niggas are very untogether people. Niggas are players. Niggas are players, are players. Niggas play football, baseball, and basketball while the white man is cutting off their balls. When the niggas play, ain't tight enough to play with some black players. guys, niggas play with white guys to see if they still have to play left. And when the white guys are play with, niggas play with themselves. Niggas tell you they're ready to be liberated, but when you say, let's go take our liberation, niggas reply, I was just playing. Niggas are playing with revolution and losing. Niggas are scared of revolution.
We don't want to have anything to do with any race of dogs, two-legged dogs, that will stick four-legged dogs on innocent, harmless women, children, and babies.
Niggas are lovers, are lovers, are lovers. Niggas love dear Malcolm X, but they didn't love Malcolm. Niggas love everything but themselves. But I'm a lover too. Yep, I'm a lover too. I love niggas, I love niggas, I love niggas. Because niggas are me, and I should only love that which is me. I love to see niggas go through changes, love to see niggas act, love to see niggas make them plays and shoot the shit. But there's one thing about niggas I do not love. Niggas are scared of revolution.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
That was Niggers by the Last Poets.
I saw you first on a Sunday evening, about the altar as I was kneeling upon Christ's passion as I was reading. But my ear was on you, and my soul heart bleeding. Oh, Donald, can't you feel me near you? Why don't you tremble the way that I do? I'll be your lantern to show you truth plainly. And if you are set on, I'll defend you bravely. Oh, wild as a crow, heart within me, dark as your shadow is this grief that blinds me, stained as a blueprint on the polished hallway, and it is you that has stained it forever and always. Oh, what's before me and what's behind me. You took east and west when you admired me. Sun, moon and stars from my sky you've taken. God above, or I'm much mistaken. I saw you first on a Sunday evening about the old times I was kneeling upon Christ's passion as I was reading. But my eyes on you and my soul heart bleeding.
That was from Sheila Chandra's beautiful album.
Espero que estén disfrutando esta noche con nosotros, una probadita de la resistencia de diferentes partes del mundo, hechas canciones. Y su compañera de insurgencia se despide esta noche, esperando nuevamente que hayan que les haya agradado el programa de hoy. Y siempre invitándolos y esperando que nos acompañen el próximo domingo a las 8 de la noche. No sin antes anunciarles que este 19 de febrero va a haber una presentación de una película que se llama Misión en contra del terror, que trata de los casos de los 5 cubanos presos políticos dentro de este país, de Estados Unidos. Y va a ser en el edificio de las mujeres a las 7 de la noche, febrero 19, 7 de la noche en el edificio de las mujeres. Espero que puedan acompañarnos para seguir informándonos y educándonos acerca de este caso y poder así saber de diferentes y mejores maneras para apoyar la campaña para su liberación. Quiero repetir también la página de web en la que pueden enterarse más de este caso, que es www.freethefive.org. Y también recordarles que el 19 de marzo estaremos en las calles para una marcha masiva en el segundo aniversario de la guerra en contra de Irak. Como inmigrantes, gente de color y refugiados, vemos la necesidad de organizarnos y salir a las calles para demostrar nuestra voz de protesta, para alzar nuestros puños y nuestros pies y así mostrar nuestra inconformidad, y no solo eso, sino nuestras ganas y convicción para luchar, resistir y siempre actuar y vivir en contra de este sistema que nos oprime. Hasta el siguiente domingo. Nos vemos.
Thank you, compañera. Good evening, everybody. We hope you had an incredible time listening to our show this evening. It's not over, so stay tuned, but we wanted to wish you a revolutionary evening. We're going to be on the air next Sunday also, so stay tuned to Tierra Insurgente, Intifada al Ard, 103.3 FM, next Sunday, 8 p.m. We also want to bring your attention to a couple of events that are coming up. Next Sunday, February 19th, at the Women's Building in San Francisco at 7 p.m., we encourage you to come out and watch a film presentation called Mission Against Terror, which describes the plight of the Cuban Five. The Cuban Five, the five Cuban political prisoners who were defending the freedom of Cuba and are now being languishing in U.S. prisons as political prisoners. So that's next Sunday, February 19th, 7 p.m. at the Women's Building. Also, on March 19th, at 11 p.m., which is a Saturday, we're going to have a protest that's going to start at Dolores Park that is going to protest the second anniversary of the invasion and the destruction of Iraq. So keep your calendar open on March 19th, 11 o'clock. Meet at Dolores Park. We will have More information about that as we get closer. But enjoy the evening. Enjoy the rest of the show. And just remember, why are we going to respect a system that doesn't respect us?
Once you change your philosophy, you change your thought pattern. Once you change your thought pattern, you change your attitude. Once you change your attitude, it changes your behavior pattern. And then you go on into some action. As long as you got a sit-down philosophy, you'll have a sit-down thought pattern. And as long as you think that old sit-down thought, you'll be in some kind of sit-down action. They'll have you sitting in everywhere. It's not so good to refer to what you're going to do as a sit-in. Then right there, it castrates you. Right there, it brings you down. What goes with it? What think of the image of someone sitting? An old woman can sit. An old man can sit. A chump can sit. A coward can sit. Anything can sit. Well, you and I have been sitting long enough, and it's time today for us to start doing some standing and some fighting to back that up. When we look at other parts of this earth upon which we live, we find that black, brown, red, and yellow people in Africa and Asia are getting their independence. They're not getting it by singing, "We Shall Overcome." No, they're getting it through nationalism. It is nationalism that brought about the independence of the people in Asia. Every nation in Asia gained its independence through the philosophy of nationalism. Every nation on the African continent that has gotten its independence brought it about through the philosophy of nationalism. And it will take black nationalism that to bring about the freedom of 22 million Afro-Americans here in this country where we have suffered colonialism for the past 400 years. America is just as much a colonial power as England ever was. America is just as much a colonial power as France ever was. In fact, America is more so a colonial power than they, because she's a hypocritical colonial power behind it. What do you call second-class citizenship? Why, that's colonization. Second-class citizenship is nothing but 20th century slavery. How are you going to tell me you're a second-class citizen? They don't have second-class citizenship in any other government on this earth. They just have slaves and people who are free. Well, this country is a hypocrite. They try and make you think they set you free by calling you a second-class citizen. No, you're nothing but a 20th century slave. Just as it took nationalism to remove colonialism from Asia and Africa, it'll take black nationalism today to remove colonialism from the banks and the minds of 22 million Afro-Americans here in this country. Looks like it might be the year of the ballot or the bullet. Why does it look like it might be the year of the ballot or the bullet? Because Negroes have listened to the trickery and the lies and the false promises of the white man now for too long. And they're fed up. They've become disenchanted. They've become disillusioned. They've become dissatisfied. And all of this has built up frustrations in the black community that makes the black community throughout America today more explosive than all of the atomic bombs the Russians can ever invent. Whenever you got a racial powder keg sitting in your lap, you're in more trouble than if you had an atomic powder keg sitting in your lap. When a racial powder keg goes off, it doesn't care who it knocks out the way. Understand this, it's dangerous. Because what can the white man use now to fool us? After he put down that march on Washington, and you see all through that now, he tricked you, had you marching down to Washington. Yes, as you marching back and forth between the feet of a dead man named Lincoln and another dead man named George Washington, singing, "We Shall Overcome." He made a chump out of him. He made a fool out of him. He made you think you were going somewhere and you end up going nowhere but between Lincoln and Washington. So today our people are disillusioned. They've become disenchanted. They've become dissatisfied. And in their frustration, they want action. You'll see this young black man, this new generation, asking for the ballot or the bullet. That old Uncle Tom action is outdated. The young generation don't want to hear anything about the odds are against us. What do we care about odds? When this country here was first being founded, there were 13 colonies. The whites were colonized. They were fed up with this taxation without representation. So some of them stood up and said, liberty or death. Though I went to a white school over here in Mason, Michigan, the white man made the mistake of letting me read his history books. He made the mistake of teaching me that Patrick Henry was a patriot. And George Washington wasn't nothing nonviolent about old Pat or George Washington. Liberty or death was what brought about the freedom of whites in this country from the English. They didn't care about the odds. Why, they faced the wrath of the entire British Empire. And in those days, they used to say that the British Empire was so vast and so powerful when the sun would never set on it. This is how big it was. Yet these 13 little scrawny states, tired of taxation without representation, tired of being exploited and oppressed and degraded, told that big British Empire, liberty or death. And here you have 22 million Afro-American black people today catching more hell than Patrick Henry ever saw. I'm here to tell you, in case you don't know it, is you got a new generation of black people in this country who don't care anything whatsoever about odds. They don't want to hear you old Uncle Tom handkerchief heads talking about the odds. No. This is a new generation. If they're going to draft these young black men and send them over to Korea or South Vietnam to face 800 million Chinese. If you're not afraid of those odds, you shouldn't be afraid of these odds. Why is America, why does this loom to be such an explosive political year? Because this is the year of politics. This is the year when all of the white politicians are going to come into the Negro community. You never see them until election time. You can't find them until election time. They're going to come in with false promises. And as they make these false promises, they're going to feed our frustrations. And this will only serve to make matters worse. I'm no politician. I'm not even a student of politics. I'm not a Republican, nor a Democrat, nor an American, and got sense enough to know. I'm one of the 22 million black victims of the Democrats. One of the 22 million black victims of the Republicans, and one of the 22 million black victims of Americanism. And when I speak, I don't speak as a Democrat or a Republican, nor an American. I speak as a victim of America's so-called democracy. You and I have never seen democracy. All we've seen is hypocrisy. When we open our eyes today and look around America, we see America not through the eyes of someone who has enjoyed the fruits of Americanism. We see America through the eyes of someone who has been the victim of Americanism. We don't see any American dream. We've experienced only the American nightmare. We haven't benefited from America's democracy. We've only suffered from America's hypocrisy. And the generation that's coming up now can see it. And I'm not afraid to say it. If you go to jail, so what? If you're black, you were born in jail. If you black, you were born in jail. In the North as well as the South. Stop talking about the South. Long as you south of the Canadian border, you're South.